Starting from the Gemara on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Tanan Hasam. That's about a third of the way down, in the narrow, halfway down the narrow line. Tanan Hasam. Mitzvahs Yibum Kedemes and Mitzvahs Chalitza. Yibum is preferable. B'Shein Hashem is Chavim L'Shem Mitzvah. That's when they used to do it with no ulterior motive. Achshav Hashem is Chavim L'Shem Mitzvah. They do it for ulterior motives. Amo Mitzvahs Yibum Chalitza Kedemes and Mitzvahs Yibum. Amar Rav and Kaifen. Even after Mitzvahs chalitza is kedemes, but we wouldn't force a guy to do chalitza. If you have to look at the Rav, amuli bais chalitza, bais yavim. You have a choice. B'didach tal rachmana. The Torah makes it depend on you. The Torah says if you don't want, but if you want, you have a choice to do whatever you want. Av Rav Yehuda sever et ein kaifim. We don't force chalitza. But ask him Rav Yehuda begitza the chalitza ich poinus bas poini. How so and so the daughter of so and so. Akavis yas poini yivama brought her husband's brother, Kadmana Lebedin, in front of us, in front of Bezin. Mr. Lebedin was out with the Misna, and we ascertained that he's the brother of the deceased, Mi'abba, a paternal brother, and here he is. Ramalei Tzavis Yavim, Yavim. If you want to be Mi'abba, Mi'abba, why? Itlo Aragli Yemina, stretch out your right foot. Itlo Aragli Yemina, he stretched out his right foot. Vishar Sini, my Raglai, she removed his shoe. The Ark is Vampai, she spit in front of him, breaking the Mishazi Lebedinah. Spit that's seeable, but they could see it from Bezin. Alar on the ground. Rabbi Abayi, Matzayim b'Mishmei. Rabbi Yehuda b'Akrinubam. We read the Ksiv, the Sefer Raisa, the Moshe, the part of the reading Lechavetz Lekach to the whole thing. Period. If the Medinu Pligi Baravach and Ravina, how do you ascertain that this is Machlekes Baravach and Ravina? Chada Rabbi Eidim, Chada Mafil Lekor Mafil Isha. One says you need Eidus, and one says anybody can say it. Vilchus Egil Milsa Baamu Mafil Lekor Mafil Isha. Even a car or a wife. B'shein Hashem is chavim l'shem mitzvah, mitzvah stivim kedemes mitzvah chalitza. V'achshav Hashem is chavim l'shem mitzvah, amr mitzvah chalitza kedemes mitzvah stivim. Amr Rami Bacham, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Chas, v'loimer. They changed it to say mitzvah stivim kedemes mitzvah chalitza. The Yibum comes before chalitza. Meaning, they changed back. Amr Rabbi Nachman, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Achshadari. What, they became bent firmer. That the Gemara, no, Mikar Sevelik Abishol, Lipsev Sevelik Rabbanon. It's beginning to help like Abishol. And then they change the mind like Rabbanon that say, you do Yibum and motive doesn't make a difference. The Tanya, obviously, it's better to do it for the right reasons, but it's not Ma'akim. The Tanya Abishol, I'm not going to see them to Lushem Noy, Lushem Isha, Lushem Zavachar. When a marriage is Yivama, which is beautiful, or he wants to, Tysus learns, he wants to have somebody know, everybody know he's married, status. The Mashal says, because he needs somebody to take care of him, cook, bake, chum tabach, or anything else, give a begay with the erva. To what extent we take that. Rambam learned this, mamas an erva. Mukhiyasim learned it's like an erva, midrabonim. But the bottom line is that it's playing with fire. Chamamimim, yvamma yavila, mikomok. Man tana lahad a ton of rabonim.
What made it change?
I guess they went through that walk again, and they decided to go that way. Man tana lo hadu tana rabbanon. Yivam yavu yala mitzvah. Shebetchil ha'isa b'chal hefesh used to be mutter. Nesher chasav hoti yachat tafzu the terer rishon. Tamar loyma yivam yavu yala. Here is the test. Mitzvah. Taman tana, who is the tana? Amar hitzchi b'adim yabashol, he's going like abashol. Vohi kamar. Yivam yavu yala mitzvah. Shebetchil ha'isa b'chal hefesh. Ratzel Hashem Noi Kansu, Ratzel Hashem Yishas Kansu. When he married, before she got married, he could marry her for any motive. Nesra, she married his brother. Chaser v'huti yagul tafzul l'teri rishon, that he could marry her, do yibum for any motive. Tamid lama yivam l'amela, l'mitzvah. Notice they added the lama. The kavana has to be only for a mitzvah. Rabba amavil l'teim rabbanan. Haki kamer. Yivam yavu yala mitzvah. Shabatchilo haitzim v'chal hetzer ratzel kainzer ratzel ain't a kainzer. He had an option. You know, it's no mitzvah to marry her. It was optional. Nesra b'chasev to yachol tafzul l'teir rishon. Ratzah kainza, ratzah ain't a kainza. Right? I would think that he has a choice. In the Gemara, ratzah ain't a kainza. We can leave her alone. I give him. She's tied to him. But he taped it. She should go up with nothing. Elayma ratzah kainza, ratzah chaylitzla. Tamid lemme yavam yavi yalem. Mitzvah. Yavam yavi yalem. It's a mitzvah. Period. That what? That's a mitzvah to do even more than chalitza. So we have two pshatim in this brisa. Either it's going like Abishol, and it's telling you that he has to do it l'shem mitzvah, or it's going like Rabbanon, that Yibum is the preferable mitzvah. Eimer Reisha. Matzah Siyachol B'Mokim Kaddish. Mitzvah. Shrit Matzahs. That's called by the Shiori Menachos, the leftover of the Mincha. Shabbatkilo Yitzal B'chal Hefter, Nasim Chasim Hutter Yachol Tachz the Terer Rishon. Tamamayim Matzah Siyachol B'Mokim Kaddish Mitzvah. Now, the question is, how to learn that Brisa. So Mishnah of the Rava, who said, Amar Mani Rabbanon, he's in the Brisa, is written with Rabbanon. Hachikamer. This is shot in the first part of the Brisa. Matzah Siyachol B'Mokim Kaddish Mitzvah, Shabbatkilo Yitzal B'chal Hefter, Ratzah Eichel, Ratzah Eichel. He didn't have to eat it. Used to be that anybody can eat it. That's what you would have happen in it, right? Just like before it became kodesh, you didn't have to eat it. Couldn't leave it alone. Now also he doesn't have to eat it. So it makes sense. The Havamina would have been just like he didn't have to eat it before, he doesn't have to eat it now. El Lala B'Sho.
Put it aside?
What? Other Kadim can eat it. That's the Havamina. He doesn't have to eat it. He's the one that brought the Mincha. He's the Kayan that brought the Mincha.
So he did bring it.
He was makrivit.
So
does
the Havamina think he doesn't have to eat it?
Right. Let somebody else eat it. It has to be eaten by Kahanim. El Rav Yitzchak Ben Dimna B'Sho. And there were two ways to marry. Here there's no two ways to eat beforehand. Talking about trying to have no eat. What kind of two ways? He can eat it when he's full. By the way, it's the Ferris and Halacha. Somebody asked me this last week. I happened to notice that it's Paskin Halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Sechelik Beis and Mishnah Berurah that an Achil Legas, one doesn't make a bracha. Because it's not eating. So what are the two ways to eat it? You will tell me before it became hectic, he had the option of making it ferment. Even their chalet can't be eaten. There's a chalet where you scald it. Before it became hectic, you had the option of scalding it. I would think you have the option of scalding it now. It's really matzah. Well, you try to make a cave that you need a certain type of matzah, not the cholot matzah, but the baked matzah. Not that it was scalded, which kills the fermentation process. Right. And the chol matzi, the kamina l'mayim. So for what purpose is chol considered matzah? Why mishadim yatzim le'yechavatzim v'pesach, he fulfills his obligation of pesach. Avagat the chol to mikaram. Even though he singed it, even the other, avgi b'lech tanner, lechem b'ayni kvina b'ayni. Since afterwards he baked it in the oven, it's called lechem b'ayni. V'adim yaitzim le'yechavatzim v'pesach. Dr. Mishnah Vajter. Hakoy litzli yavem toy, somebody gives chalitzit, he is v'amar ki'echem min'achem l'nachla. She's like one of the brothers. But it comes to Nachla. The Yeshem Av, there's a dad, the Chasim Shalav. The Chasim belonged to the father. Because he takes first. Hakadosh says, Yivem, Tezachim, the Chasim Shalav, and Baba Yibum gives him the Nachla. If you die, Mebenkach, Mebenkach, and Yeshem Av, the Chasim Shalav, even if there's a father, even if he did Yibum, the dad yarshens. Petit Lapshita, why would I think that he loses the Nachla? What's the Chiddush of Rekachim and Achim? I would think chalitza b'mokim yibum kaima. B'nishku kulu nuchati, should take everything. Kamash malon, the chalitza, he doesn't get everything. The wording would have been, he only gets like one of the brothers. Ela sagadai d'chamina, chayav ha'apsidim yibum, since he made her not be miyabim for anybody else, let me say, kamash malon, that he doesn't get a knat. And b'yash shamav, Father Yarshans before his children.
The point is, the person who is the father has an option
for
what to Yibum.
Right.
And he knows he can't Mechabe for Yibum. So what do you mean?
The older brother doesn't want to Chalitza give Yibum. Let the younger brother do Yibum. If there's another brother there, why are you doing Chalitza? You're hurting your chances for Yibum.
No, I thought that. The Shiloh,
But we are going with the obvious, with the Mandam, and it says the mitzvah Yibam of the younger one is better.
You should
better.
Give it a
no. And yes, Shema Abdom, Amar Avkam, Rivich, HaKadosh, it's Yibam to my timer. Yalkam, Hashem, Elkam, and Rachman, Amar, Yikam. It says he should take his brother's place. He did. Yudai, Mama, Ula, Allah, Rav Yudim, Ken, Rav Yitzchon, Avka, Allah, Rav Yudah. Yama, Ula, Vitam, Rav Yitzchon, Avka, my time, and Rav Yudah. What is Rav Yudah's reason? It said, Hoy, Abkhar, Ashi, Taylor, Kibkhar. Like Abkhar. Ma, Abkhar, Ain, Lebekhar, Yah, the Abkhar doesn't get in the right life from his father. He doesn't get during the lifetime of his father. So according to that, when the father dies, he should get the brother's chelik. That's going to be the Yalkam Hashem Avukstiv. Yalkam Hashem Avukstiv says, takes his brother's place. Loy Hashem Aviv. And once his father yashins, he doesn't have any more rights. According to Yehuda, according to Rabbanon. To Machloikas Rishainim, if he does Yibum, he yarshens his brother, then his father dies, does he take his brother's spot or not? Frank the Gemara, when there's no dad, and he gets the Nachlit, that's when you get Yibum. Maybe there's no Mitzvah Yibum when there's a father around. That's going to be the Yibum of Nachlit. Did the Torah say Yibum is dependent on Nachlit? If there's an apple, he takes. If not, he doesn't take. He had a brisa that said, Aloha Krib Yehuda. I'm going to pick Kara Kurich Lebrab. Go teach the brisa, ain't Aloha Krib Yehuda. Tanatana Kamedra of Nachman, ain't Aloha Krib Yehuda. I'm going to come on, Krab on him. Sheet, the Yaakov Ram Aloha Krab. So Nachman told him, it's no Kiddush. I'm going to say, should I erase the brisa? I'm going to like, at Aloha Asnik. When you were taught the brisa, the bride said, Aloha Kabuda. Muksu the Akshaloch. You had a shverkite. What happened to Yaakov Ram Aloha Kabuda? Therefore, Abkas, Lamai, Abkas. So in your mind, you remembered it the way that it's Ain Aloha Kabuda. Mashapra Abkas, but you're right. But Ain Achanami. There would be no Kiddush in this bride, sir, but it was written the other way. Just we don't pass it like this bride. Dr. Mishnevaita. Hakailu Tli Yavamta, he was the Bekraver, sir, the Asura Bekraver. Want to give Khalidza to his Yavama? We treat him like a marriage in the sense that the Rabbanan answer her. He's him and her relatives, and her and his relatives. Who asked him Ima? He's answering her mother of Aim Ima, like he would in a wife. Ubaim Avia, like he would in a wife. Mabita Babas Mita Babas Mina, like he would in a wife. Christ of his mind, she kayam is like a wife. Vachamutaram, his brothers are not restricted to marry her relatives. They can marry his wife's relatives, so there's no difference. She can marry his dad and his granddad. His son or grandson. His brother or his nephew, period. One can marry the relative of the tzara of chalutza, right? The co-wife's relatives are mutter. The Asim and Cyrus crave his chalutzasa, but he can't marry the co-wife of the relative of his chalutza. The Gemara is going to explain, because the relative goes with their relative to Beth, and the people don't know who the chalutza is, and they'll think you're marrying the crave of chalutza. Iboilu, Gazu Shnias b'chalutza elai. Did they make the Isser Shnias to chalutza or not? Bever the rice of Gazu Rabbanah Shnias b'chalutza elai Gazu Rabbanah? It's only rabbinic, so maybe the Rabbanah didn't take it that far. Adumah loishna, or maybe it makes no difference. Tashma. Who wants to be Ima or Aim Ima? He's us in the mother and in the grandmother. People Aim Aim Ima like Tani. Doesn't say he's us in her great grandmother, which is a Shliya. That the Gemara, do mind the time, like Tani, but the Kabbalah missed the safe of Achim Mutarn. Who wants to say that the brothers are Mutar? Vitana Aim Aim Ima, who would say great grandmother, have a mean Achim Mutarn to have Kabbalah Aim Ima. I would think the brothers can only marry her great grandmother. I will be Aim Ima be Ima Lai. Maybe we'll answer the brothers in a real erva to him. So therefore, it says, doesn't say, Ey, may me, my friend, my listen, Ey, may me, my listen, Achim, but try, but we have a simple solution. Say that the brothers are mutter and all of them. Kasha, we have no answer. See, this remains a kasha, because at the end of the day, we are Geyser Shneas Mechalutza. So why didn't the Mishnah mention that he's also Ey, may me, see, at this point, we don't know. So we're getting out of the Raya. But at the end of the day, we pass in Geyser Shneas Mechalutza. What?
So this is a good riot.
Really. It's kasha. We don't prove it. I don't know, it's the opposite. It proves that it's not kasha. It doesn't say Ey, may me, mom. So it doesn't go la halacha. So the kasha remains a kasha. Tashimai Yasur about Aviv Avi Aviv. Tell me Avi Aviv. Now he is the Chaylitz's grandfather. That's a Shnia. To marry your son's daughter-in-law is a Shnia. My love is Chaylitz Avi Lekalas Benai. So that's a Shnia. My love is Mishnah Avi Lekalas Benai. It's her husband's grandfather also. So she's after his grandfather, not because of him, but because of her husband. Tashimai Aviv Ben Benai. My love is Chaylitz Avi Lekalas Avi Aviv. Right, she's usher in the Chaylitz's grandson because she is his grandfather's wife, which is a Shnia. She's his grandfather's brother's wife, which is a Shnia. In fact, the Gemara by Meimer Machshav Eishes Achi Avi Aviv. My Meimer said it's not a Shnia. So the Gemara Meimer Mukila Babar Brother Saba. A Meimer learns Benaya Ben Benay doesn't mean Benaya of the Chaylitz. It means Benaya of the Chaylitz's father, his brother, and his nephew. Yachai Noachim and Benachim, so it's the same as brother and nephew. One is from the father and one is from the mother. Tashima. Tana Rebchia. Arba Medivri Taira, but Arba Medivri Seifrim. She's ushered to four relatives biblically and to four relatives rabbinically. Av, his father, Ubenai, and his son. Achiv, his brother, Uben Achiv, and his nephew, Medivri Taira, because to the nephew, it's an erva deraita, it's the father's brother's wife. And Aviyaviv, grandfather of Imai, grandfather from the mother, Ben Benoy, Ben Bita, Medivri Seifen, Tani Mi Aviyaviv. Again, it says grandfather. Grandfather is only after Shnia. My La Mishum Chayla, Tavla Kalas Benoy, La Mishum Mishna, Tavla Kalas Benoy. It's because of the deceased. Tashima, Aviyimai. My La Mishum Chayla, Tavla Kalas Bitoy. The deceased had the same mother. So therefore, the father of the mother, the grandfather, this is his daughter's daughter-in-law, the Shnia. Tashima ben benai. My love is Shemchayla Zavil Eishas Havi Aviv. What? Mishem Misna Zavil Eishas Achi Havi Aviv. It's his grandfather's brother's wife. Vameymar Machshem Eishas Achi Havi Aviv. Vameymar said that that's not a Shnia. Right, and over here, you can't say that it is talking about his brother and his nephew, like we answered before, because we're talking about Midifrei Seifrim. Brother and a nephew would be an Erva Deraisa. So the Gemara, you're right. Ameimer Michael Mishum Chalutz, the Gazu Shtiyas Mechalutz, so we have a Raya Kweita Ameimer. Tashma says with Ben Bitoi, my love Mishum Chaylitz Avila Eishes Avi Imoi, my Mishum Misna Avila Eishes Achi Avi Imoi. His grandfather's mother's father's brother's wife. The Gabishni is Amal Gazu. Nobody says that's a Shnia. And love Mishum Chaylitz is Mami Na Gazu Shnia is Bechalutz is Mami Na. We have a proof that they make Shnia is Bechalutz. Mutar Adam. Amar Abtubi Bakhisni Amar Shmu Haba Atzaras Chalutz Avad Mamzer. Somebody does chalitza to one wife and then lives with the other one. The vlad is a mamzer. By taima, be surikaima. She remains an eishesach. Amar Rav Yaitzev, avanan amikanina. We have a raya in the Mishnah. Mutar adam mekreva tzaras chalutzasai. Right, a person can marry the relative of the tzar of his chalutza. See, amar mishlem tzar avroi. She remains an eishesach. Shomachim mutar b'chosa. You're allowed to marry your brother's wife's relative. Eli amret tzarek chalutza damya. But if you're going to say a tzaris mamash like chalutza, she's the shliach. So them tzaris, every tzaris considered a chalutza. So it's kreivus chalutzasai. And my mutter, why is it mutter? So it's a raya that the tzara is not, it's not a shlichus. The tzara remains in eishasach. Reb Yechon said it's only a love. He held that she's doing the shlichus. I'm a little Reb Yechon, but this is chalutza deraisa. We're dealing with a deraisa. I'm a rashlokish in the next Mishnah. Kind of trying to Reb Yechon shlusha with the Mitzayra. And therefore, it's a drabanan. So they didn't take it this far. It's not a raya. It's a drabanan. And therefore, they said that kreivus chalutza, saras chalutza is mut. Affecting about maishnohai, maishnohai. Why are we more lenient with kreivus saras chalutza than we are with saras kreivus chalutza? That the Gemara hafdas about all the beidinam, the relative accompanies the chalutza. Gazu b'rabanan, because people don't know who the chalutza is, who the relative is. After like Glazu by Medina, the co-wife doesn't. Like Glazu by Rabbana. Talk to Mishnah White. Achalut the Yivam Tevinas Achav Sachayis Omeis. Somebody does Chalitza to his Yivama. Then his brother went. Shimon did Chalitza to Reuven's wife. Right? And then Levi married the Chalutza sister. So Reuven and Levi ended up being married to sisters, except Reuven died. Shimon did Chalitza. And then Levi married the sister and died. It's Chalitza's wife, Mishabem, because she is a Chalutza, so he's Midrabon, and she's Aster.
So,
what?
He was ever a Drabon and married.
No, he wasn't. Reuven died, Shimon did Chalitza. Levi went and married the Chalutza's sister. Perfectly legal.
Levi is another brother?
Another brother. Why not? Why can't he marry a sister of his brother's chalutza? Exactly. The chayin of megayish is ishta v'nasa achus achayis tameis haizu p'tura. And the Gemara is going to say it's not the chayin. Over there, it's biblical. Shemeir shem shekidish achus achayis. A lady waiting for Yabam. The brother went and married her sister. Reuven died. And Shimon went and married Reuven's wife's sister. Now. He was mekadisher. That means he's marrying achayis zuku kasai. That's what he's doing.
He's ever drabba.
You can't marry her until she's freed. If Levi either does chalitza or yibum, yichnas es ishtai. Meisa yivama, again yichnas es ishtai, because she's his wife's sister, no worse than a wife's sister.
What?
Wait. Don't do nisuin.
Just
wait around. The Zika has to be removed. If it's not removed,
then
you're stuck.
Continue with the situation.
Right. Meis Yavam, so now he's the only brother, and he's did Kedushin Tachayzik Kukasai. So biblically speaking, he should be nothing restricted. Tachayzishtai. But since he was Tachayzik Kukasai when he married her, so we punish him. Yaitzi Yisishta Beget, Veishisacha Bechalitza. He has to get rid of his wife, and then get rid of the Yavama rabbinically, because biblically she doesn't have to be gotten enough, she's his wife's sister.
But he still just mean the Harrison, right?
Yeah. You mean you want to know what if he did in the suin? The big muck like us.
If he didn't sue him, then
he'd
have to
be Megarish
his own.
Pashtus, most Shittas seem to say he would have to be Megarish his own wife.
And then do Chalitza.
And then do Chalitza, rabbinically.
She's a full, she should be.
She should be after Kedusha, she should also be free.
Because she was
knifled
with Zika. I mean, when
she was Achai, he married Achai Zuka
Kasai. And if there was no other brothers, would that be worse? That would be
the same thing. Adarab, it's worse, because there's no way to remove the Zika. My Bechain, it's not Bechain, it's a different halakha of its wife. Eimam Avo, Megarish is a bit different. I'm Rosh Lakish. Karshan Rebbe Achai Skusha Medivri Taira Achai Skalutza Medivri Saif. Shemeres Yabam Shekidesh. Amr Shmuel Halacha Kedivri Behudah B'Beseira. That yes, Zika, and if he marries the Zikuka's sister, he did an Isser. And sometimes a very costly Isser. It might cost him his wife. He did Kedushin. And then, so at that point, the Yavama became Achayz Isha. Biblically. He violated Drabonim, but Lamaisi is married to this lady, and the Yavama is his wife's sister. Now she died, his wife. Can he do Yibam? That was a Drabonim. Here it's a Deraita. There we were dealing with Drabonim. Here we're dealing with Issa Deraita Machayt Ishtai. So it's not like Rabbi Ramchinin Damitavai Meitz Ishtai. What to be Yibam time? Shmuel Rav Asi Damitavai Meitz Ishtai Asi Yibam time. I'm Rav, my time is a Rav. I'm the Yibam, a Shuhutra, a Nesra, a Chosim, a Hutra. Tachzir Le'Teira, a Rishin, she goes back to her first Heter. And we will start Masif Rav Nun again tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day.